Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TeamBizCanals.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TeamBizCanals.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit and get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole?
No.
Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Breaking news.
Kendrick Lamar has just released his diss.
As we are shooting this, guys, this is live.
This is live.
This just happened. Updates
this
in the
diss
world. This
just happened yesterday.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah.
For you guys.
For you guys. But as we're recording this, Kendrick Lamar just came out with his diss.
Oh, and if you're listening on audio, you missed the intro, so go watch it.
Yeah.
It's
epic.
It's edgy.
And edgy. It's edgic.
It's a head fuck.
Yeah. Truly.
That one will make heads turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Heads will roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So anyways, this song just came out. We're going to do a live reaction to it. We, of course, have to cut the audio out.
Yeah.
But if you want to see our reaction to it, you can go to TMGstudios.tv and see the full thing.
Yeah.
But let's do it.
Okay. Yep.
Ooh, shit, my man, see me through
that. You crank that. Even louder.
Them superpowers get neutralized. I can only watch in silence. The famous actor we once knew is looking paranoid and now spiraling. You're moving just like a degenerate. Every antic is feeling distasteful. Why calculate you're not as calculated? I can even predict your angle. Fabricate stories on the family front, cause you heard Mr. Morale. A pathetic master manipulator. I can smell the tales on you now. You're not a rap artist, you're a scam artist with the hopes of being accepted. Tommy Hilfiger stood out, but FUBU never had been your collection. I make music that electrify him. You make music that pacify him. I can double down on that line, but spare you this time. That's random acts of kindness. Know you're a master manipulator and a habitual liar too. But don't tell no lie about me, and I won't tell truths about you.
He said it without saying it.
Yeah, I'm out the way, yeah, I'm low, okay. Yeah, the island right here is remote, okay. I ain't thinking about no reaper. Nigga, I'm reaping what I sow, okay. Got a Benjamin and a Jackson all in my house, like I'm Joe, okay. Hellcat, made his own boys in them types, LA solo, okay. Everybody wanna be demon till they get chipped by your throwaway. And I might do a show a day. What's a lame? Always a lame. Oh, you thought the money, the power of fame will make you go away. Have you ever played? Have you ever? Okay, nigga, let's play. Have you ever watch your enemy down? Like with a poker face, have you ever paid 500,000 like to an open case? Well, I have, and I failed at both, but I came out straight. I hate when a rapper talk about guns, then somebody die, they turn into nuns, then hop online like pray for my city. He faking for likes and digital hugs. His daddy a killer, he wanna be junior. They must have forgot the shit that they done. Dementia must run in his family, but let it get shaky. I park your son. The very first time I shot me a Drake, the homie had told me to aim it this way. I didn't point down enough. Today I show you I learned from those mistakes. Somebody had told me that you got a ring on God, I'm ready to double the wage. I'd rather do that than let a Canadian nigga make pot turn in his grave. Cut the finish, you got shit twisted. What is it, the brakes? I hurt your feelings, you don't work with me no more. Okay, there's three ghosts left, and I see two of them kissing and hugging on stage. I love them to death, and in 8 bars I'll explain their phrase. It's not nobody can tell me. I don't want to talk on no celly. You know I got language barriers. It's no accent you can sell me. Your Cole and Ivory know I'm a selfish nigga. The crown is heavy. I pray they my real friends. If not, I'm YNW Melly. I don't like you popping shit at Pharrell. For him, I inherit the beef. Yeah, fuck all that pushing P. Let me see you push a T. You better off spinning again on him. You think about pushing me. He's Terrence Thornton, I'm Terrence Crawford. Yeah, I'm whooping feet. We ain't gotta get personal. This a friendly fade. You should keep it that way. I know some shit about niggas that make gonna wanna look like a saint. This ain't been about critics, not about gimmicks, not about who the greatest. It's always been about love and hate. Now let me say I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you sneak this. If I catch flight, it's gonna be direct. We hate the bitches you fuck, cause they confuse themselves with real women. Then notice I said we. It's not just me, I'm what the culture feeling. How many more fairy tale stories about your life till we had enough? How many more black features till you finally feel that you're black enough? I like Drake with the melodies. I don't like Drake when he act tough. You gon' make a nigga bring back Puff. Let me see if Chubbs really crash something. Yeah, my first one.
Oh
like
my
last
god.
One. It's a classic. You don't have one. Let your core audience stomach that. Then tell them where you get your abs from. V12, it's a fast one. Bow, bow, bow. Last one. Headshot for the year. You better walk around like Daft Punk. Remember? Hey, Top Dog, who the fuck they think they playing with? Extortion my middle name as soon as you jump off of that plane, bitch. I'm allergic to the lame shit. Only you like being famous. Yachty can't give you no swag neither. I don't give a fuck about who you hanging with. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. Surprise, you wanted that feature request. You know that we got some shit to address. I even hate when you say the word nigga. But that's just me, I guess. Some shit just cringeworthy. Ain't even gotta be deep, I guess. Still love when you see success. Everything with me is blessed. Keep making me dance, waving my hand, and it won't be no threat. I'm knowing they call you the boy, but where's the man? Cause I ain't seen him yet. Matter of fact, I ain't even bleed him yet. Can I bleed him back? When I see you stand by Sexy Red, I believe you see two bad bitches. I believe you don't like women. It's real competition. You might pop ass with them. Let's be on percentage. Show me your splits. I'll make sure I double back with you. You assigned to a nigga that signed to a nigga that said he was signed to that nigga. Try cease and desist on a like that record. Oh, what? You ain't like that record? Back to back. I like that record. I'ma get back to that for the record. Why would I call around trying to get dirt on niggas? Y'all thinking my life is rap? That's whole shit. I got a son to raise. But I can see you don't know nothing about that. Waking them up, no none about that. Then tell them to pray, no none about that. Then giving them tools to walk through life like day by day, no none about that. Teaching them morals, integrity, discipline. Listen, man, you don't know none about that. Speaking the truth and consider what God's considering. You don't know none about that. Ain't 20v1, it's 1v20. If I gotta smack niggas that right with you, yeah, bring them out too. I clean them out too. Tell Bean that he better stay right with you. Am I battling ghosts or AI? Nigga feeling like Joel Austin. Funny he was in a film called AI. And my sixth sense telling me to off him. I'ma blick niggas all in the coffin. Yeah, OVO niggas. Is dick riders. Tell them run to America to imitate heritage. They can't imitate this violence. What I learned is niggas don't like the West Coast, and I'm fine with it. I'll push the line with it. Pick a nigga off one at a time with it. We can be on a 3-hour time difference. Don't speak on the family, Crody. It can get deep in the family, Crody.
Oh
talk about
God.
Me and my family, Crody.
Oh my
someone
God.
Will be in your family, Crody. I be a Newhall King eating fried rice with a dip sauce and a blammy, Crody. Tell me your cheese and farm. We can do this right now on the camera, Crody. Hey, fuck y'all niggas. I don't trust y'all niggas.
He's mocking the Toronto accent.
Okay.
God.
Cause I wave one finger and thump y'all niggas like field goal punt y'all niggas. They punk y'all niggas. Nobody never took my food. Whoever that's fucking with them, fuck you niggas and fuck the industry too. If you take it there, I'm taking it further. Psst, that's something you don't wanna do. Ooh. We don't wanna hear you say nigga no more. We don't wanna hear you say nigga no more.
God.
Euphoria.
Oh my God, dude.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God, dude.
That was hilarious.
So funny, bro.
Really funny.
It's so funny, dude.
Damn, that was really good.
People calling it weak. People saying it's trash.
Wait, really?
Hold on, I'm seeing.
What'd you
People
think?
Saying he killed his career. It's one of those where I gotta listen
Kendrick
to
Kendrick killed his own career?
No, he killed Drake. It's one of those where I gotta hear it a few times.
I mean, I just had a lot of laugh out loud moments.
Yeah. I think what I'm most curious about is like what seems to be like him referencing Drake putting the C&D, like a cease and desist on like that.
Yeah.
And Drake asking him for a feature. And yeah,
what did he say about Sexy Red?
Oh, like he's like jealous of Sexy Red. Like when they take a picture together, he's like, yeah, you might pop ass too. Like that's just so funny.
That's so funny. Damn. Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank the sponsor of today's episode, Manscaped. Call them what you want. Knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them, of course, as the boys. I like to call them testicles, the medical term.
Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Because boys need love, too. So join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use code TMG for 20% off and free shipping.
Listen, dude, I actually do use Manscaped. Their fucking trimmer is awesome. I use it on my chest and my everything else. And it's great.
Every man knows how scary it can get when going for a close shave below the waist. That's why Manscaped is great for all your sensitive areas.
Introducing the lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower 3.0 Plus, the 4.0 Pro, and the 5.0 Ultra. The boys need love too, and for this reason, each trimmer is equipped with skin-safe technology, an LED spotlight, and unique features for different grooming needs.
Oh, these babies are waterproof too. For the basic trim, go with the 3.0 and work your way up to the 4.0 and the 5.0 for the ultimate grooming experience.
Taking it on the go? Manscaped has you covered. These trimmers come with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TMG at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. Plus free shipping with the code TMG at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
What other parts did you like?
Just bagging on him about being a deadbeat dad. Yeah. I'm also curious about like the reference about his... I don't know shit about Drake's dad. Like, what are you saying? Like, Drake's dad is a... has done dirt potentially. I think I don't think he said like he said some new things, some other things I think everyone expected. And I think I like that he like kind of went funny with it.
Yeah, same.
But it seems like...
Because that's the best way to clown on Drake.
Yeah.
Because you know he hates it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I think there's an element to that where he's like, I don't take you seriously.
Yeah.
And if he's, like, playing mind games with him.
Yeah.
Like, if he, like, you know...
Like, if everyone's laughing at Drake because of this, I feel like that would get him the most than just, like...
Yeah.
Serious, you know...
Yeah.
I don't know, like... I guess, quote unquote. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For lack of a better phrase.
I'm like,
but if he was like going in with like secrets and stuff, that would have been like satisfying for us. But like, I don't think Drake would have been as mad because he would have been like, okay, now I gotta, you know, find some dirt on him and come back.
Yeah. I also like that Kendrick saying, I don't have to go research anything.
Yeah.
Like, you're corny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's pretty funny.
I think it is a funny, like, antithesis to everything. He's like, what, man? I'm not doing gossip? Look at this goofball.
Yeah.
I like
that
angle.
I'll just do a five-minute song about how stupid you are. You know? Like, that has to get under his skin the most because he's such, like, an egomaniac.
Yeah. I think people are going to say this sucks because they wanted more of that, like, they wanted Kendrick to, you know, come at it like all out. And he's making a lot of references to things that people have said already. I feel, you know, like Yachty writes for him and Yachty gives him tips. And so I don't think he's leaking new info. Yeah. And I kind of like that. Yeah. I like that. It's just, now it's just jokes. I am inclined to say that push-ups went a little harder. Like, just in terms of beat.
Yeah.
It was a more, you know, just predictable rap, like, record.
Yeah.
But I think Kendrick is, like, When people try to rap in different voices, normally it sucks, and Kendrick is, I think, one of the few people that like does it so well.
Yeah.
Like when he records, like, he's really performing. And so I think that's what always makes his writing hit just harder. Cause it's like he's like really performing it in the booth. Yeah, yeah. Whereas like Drake always kind of lately just sounds like he's just like going through the motions, like he's just saying shit.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. That's like, who cares?
Yeah.
But
it would be kind of funny to hear Kendrick recording this like without the beat, just dry.
But I think that's the point, is like you could listen to it a cappella and it would hit hard.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Like, I'm just saying being in the room.
Oh, sure.
Like him doing his voices, you'd be like, what? That's not going to sound good.
No. I think you probably get chills when you hear him.
I doubt it, dude.
Bro,
his voice is kind of goofy in some parts.
But, dude, when he's sitting there, because he's not, okay, if you're really thinking about that contextually, he's probably not telling you what he's about to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're the engineer and he's like, all right, I got the next bit, and he walks in there.
Yeah, but the engineer is hearing it on the beat. I'm saying, like, just a random dude in the studio.
Oh.
That's maybe sitting next to the vocal booth, and he's like, you know.
No, because I'm thinking if you're sitting on the outside of the booth and you're hearing him in there being like, nah, fam. I'm over here. Don't make fun of the fam, Crody. You're probably like.
Yeah, that's very funny. Do they say Crody?
Yeah.
They do?
But I also thought that might be a loose reference to that girl from Toronto who went really viral.
Yeah.
So. And then I think even maybe there's some parts where you're like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah,
are you
it
doing?
Is. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I feel like maybe some lines are like, what's that going to sound like? But I think you probably have faith if you're in the room. I will say, I think people are going to go, man, we waited 2 weeks for this.
So they're going to say, it was good, man.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was funny. That's the most important thing.
What I liked about this is he's keeping it rap.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, okay, bitch, you want to do this? Just be cool.
Yeah.
All right? We can fuck around, but be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want the other.
What?
That's kind of what he's saying.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay.
He's like, don't tell any lies about me. I don't tell any truth about you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
That would probably feel really bad.
Yeah. Okay.
If the dude is having laugh out loud moans from people, and then you want to pipe up, and you're like, now respond accordingly.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make it worse for you.
Yeah.
That's like getting beat on by your older brother.
Yeah, that's
true.
And
he's laughing at you.
Yeah.
And then you try to get serious, and you really try to sock him in the nuts. He's like, all right, now I'm going to body slam you.
Yeah.
And you're going to go cry to mom.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get someone to come kill me because I'm about to like make it awful.
Yeah.
So I like this because it leaves room for more.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like that he goes, this isn't a battle rap. I hate you.
I know.
So funny.
I know.
I hate
you. So
I just saw
a clip where DMX said that on The Breakfast Club or something like that.
Oh,
like that's like a direct quote from him. So I think he was quoting DMX.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
DMX was like, I don't like Drake. I don't like the way he dresses. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like anything about him. I don't like his haircut.
I hate the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress, the way you sneak this. Oh my God, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I like this. Well, because now.
The next part about the women was pretty intense.
Oh, yeah. 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 And the thing I hear about this too is I like some of the vibe from this, I don't get it. Like the way I imagine Kendrick is like Drake has like all his aura on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like his like literally like he puts on like designer shit and whatever. He's got his people around him. He feels big. And the way this feels to me is Kendrick is like in the middle of all that, just in regular clothes. He's like, hey, man, sit down. Let me talk to you. You know I hate the way you talk. Right?
Yeah.
And everyone's around him like, Drake, you're the man. He's like, I'm going to be real. I don't like you. And that to me, like that energy is hilarious.
Yeah. But I think it also works every time to like make fun of someone that really likes being famous.
Yeah.
Like that was half of this too. It's just like, I'm over here.
Yeah.
Just living my life, raising my son. You're the one that like lives in a fucking White House in Toronto. Yeah. Like clearly you love the attention.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, corny.
It's just so crazy. Yeah. Like on first listen, you're like, okay. But I think that's the difference is I think push-ups was very like, ooh, he said he has small feet. And then Kendrick came back and he's like, you're lame.
Yeah.
Like, you're actually corny. Like, I have small feet. I can't even tell the truth about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then it's going to get weird.
Yeah. It's going to get weird. That's a good diss.
Also,
good diss.
Your voice is odd. And you are like compensating for something. And it's very uncomfortable. Someone telling you that, you're like, well, fuck.
Yeah. What the fuck? It's kind of like when Hannibal Buress was it like the roast of Justin Bieber or something?
Yeah.
When he was like, I just don't like you, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't like your music. I just don't like you.
And he's like, I don't know.
And everyone's just like, oh, man.
Then by the end, Hannibal's like, yeah, I hope you do well in your career or whatever.
Like the best roast.
He's like, I'm sure you're a nice guy.
Yeah. Just the meanest thing you could possibly say.
It is also
I don't like your stuff.
If I think about this in a like a roasting context, like in a group of friends where maybe a group of people where Kendrick says something and then Drake has his little, look at his small ass feet. Man, he drop and give me 50, bro. You owe me royalties. And then that guy looks up and he's like, you don't even know who you are.
What? Yes, I. What? Why'd you say that, man?
That reminds me of that clip on that tattoo reality show.
Yeah.
Where those two girls are like arguing with that guy. And she's like, why are you such an asshole? He's like, why do you look 50? And then the dude is like, there's another dude in the room like standing against the kitchen and he's like,
why do you look
50? He just turns to the wall because he doesn't want to laugh and be rude. Why do you look 50? Like, that's what kind of what this song feels like to me. Yeah. So... I think Kendrick is just coming with ultra specific shit talk that like it's not even necessarily musical.
Yeah.
It's like stuff maybe only like Drake would like. There's nuance that we don't even have, and maybe Drake's listening to this being like, "Fuck you, man."
Yeah, yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
It's just like it cuts deep.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'm not popping ass with Sexy Red.
Like that's
I would never. I would never pop ass.
That's a really funny thing.
I don't pop ass.
Yeah, dude. That's a really funny thing. Yeah. Again, he's in Miami. They're playing it in the Uber, and it's like, I think you might pop ass with side by side with Sexy Red. Now that people in the car are like, damn.
Yeah, and you know, like he's still on tour, right, Drake?
I think he just finished.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, like he's on stage with Sexy Red a lot. Like she opened up for him
yeah.
the whole tour or whatever. Yeah. Now you know he'll never stand next to her ever again without thinking about that.
He can't.
He can't.
He like, can't post
a single
photo
camera
of
it. In the
yeah.
room. Like.
Yeah. I also like I like Kendrick's emphasis on you know, like basically don't push me. And I like how he says push a T. Like he puts push a T. Like
yeah,
I like
yeah.
how he hit that.
Yeah.
Cause then I also think him talking in different voices makes it feel that just through and through, he does not take like he's not coming at it angry the whole way through. Like
yeah.
I think you kind of have to be laughing at the situation to want to emote your
funny.
Voice like that
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And to do like the jokes in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, this is funny.
He said something at the beginning where he was like, I make music that electrifies him.
Yeah.
You make music that pacifies him.
Yeah.
That's also kind of funny.
Yeah.
Thinking about Drake music or like fans just in the car, just like,
well,
just listening because.
Could that also be a double meaning, calling all his fans young?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, true.
Maybe not.
Yeah. My son's a huge Drake fan.
Yeah. Leaning.
He actually is. We play. Have I ever told you about Rockabye Baby? Did I tell you about this? Like the Spotify page. Basically, they just make like little lullaby versions of every major artist ever.
Oh.
So Drake's entire discography is on there. So whenever we give him a bath, we play that. And it's like Hotline Bling and yeah, but it's all like played with xylophones and shit. It's awesome.
Are there lyrics?
It's like they do the lyrics. They do the voice like as an instrument. So it'll be like a, you know,
got it.
Just little bells and shit like that.
Interesting.
And we'll just kind of, it's sick. It's so relaxing. I'll just like let that shit run in my car now.
If I ever have a kid, I'm going to put, I'll put like a waterproof speaker in the bathtub and I'll just play like thrash metal.
Yeah.
And just let him lay there and let the water like jacuzzi his face. Like, you ready for your bath?
Du hast.
What is Rammstein considered? Rammstein.
I don't know, just metal, I think.
Is that just plain metal? New metal?
You know, their fucking show takes like 2 weeks to set up?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
They play multiple shows in one city, or they'll play there for like a week because it's just how long it takes to set up and break down their stage.
I've always been curious what the energy is like in real life. I know that they were banned in some countries because they did like some weird goat thing on stage, and they killed a goat, or that's the myth. I know the lead singer lit himself on fire. Or like he wore like a fire suit to do that. Yeah,
curious.
Yeah, they got some great music videos. One of my favorites by them is it's all like Beach Boys theme.
Really?
It just does not match the vibe at all.
That's sick.
Like on purpose.
God damn, that's awesome.
Look at this shit. Anyway, well, Rap Beef is alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
This will stimulate conversation, and this is good.
Yeah,
I like this direction.
Yeah,
it's making it fun. It's keeping it fun.
Yeah,
you know, and this is like, I don't know. It takes it an interesting route. You got it. I wonder if Drake responds to this.
Yeah, hopefully he does.
I think they both had some nice little jabs at each other. But I do kind of like Kendrick going, all right, man. All right. Be calm.
Yeah.
Just be calm.
Was the abs line a reference to like the BBL?
Yeah, I think so. And
did he get liposuction or something? He didn't actually get a BBL.
No, but I think maybe he did actually.
Get some stuff sucked out of there?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's got to suck doing that right before Ozempic is invented.
Yeah.
Right? You go under like, have like a major surgery like that.
Like,
I guess not major, but I mean, it could be.
No, that's major. Yeah, have you ever seen what they do for like a Brazilian? When they're just vacuuming
that is
your
major.
Back?
No, that's like, yeah, that's why it's like illegal in the States.
Or
a BBL. But liposuction is not as serious, I feel like, because you're not like injecting, right? I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's definitely more risky than just taking Ozempic, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, anyway, Rap Beef is fun. I like
it. We need some EDM beefs.
Isn't that just rich white guys being mad at each other?
What do you mean?
Isn't that just rich white guys being like, oh, his guarantee was $15,000 more than mine, and I want to buy a Lamborghini this year.
Yeah.
That's DJ beef.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he got the Razor sponsorship and I didn't.
Yeah. The Razor sponsorship?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be DJ beef. I meant like in the music, though. Like songs about how shitty other DJs are, you know?
Yeah.
But in the sort of euphoric style.
You should start that.
Yeah, I will start that.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead? Who are you going to beef with, dude?
I think start easy, Kygo probably. Just start small.
Hey man, I stayed at the same resort as Tiesto, so
Tiesto will go next.
If I ever meet that guy in a glancing moment,
Tiesto or Kygo?
Tiesto, I can't wait. Because I know he for sure has vague memory of me.
Because we
were, dude, we were one of eight people at the entire place.
So what would you say? I'd be like, oh, you remember me?
I'd be like, hey, man, you want to hear something really creepy? I'd preface that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, remember when your child was relatively first born and you went to said country at said resort?
Yeah. That already is creepy.
Yeah. And I say, I only know this.
You started it with his child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have to pick a significant point.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying. At this point, he's like, oh, what is he going to say?
I'd be like, we stayed there at the same time. In fact, our rooms were pretty much directly next to each other.
Yeah.
And so I've seen you.
And you've and your kid.
And
your
kid.
Wife.
And I know what they all look like.
Yeah. And you saw me.
Yeah.
Did you not?
But here's what's great about this, Tiesto. You couldn't put a face to my name until today. And even now, what's my name? He'd be like, duh. I'd be like, exactly. Nice to meet you, man. And I'd walk away.
So scary.
Yeah.
He'd be thinking about that forever.
Then he'd remember me forever.
And then one time he would see you in a thumbnail.
Yeah.
And he'd click on a clip from this podcast and be like, that's the fucking guy.
That's the guy.
That's the guy.
And then he sits up from his computer and he turns around and I'm there and I'm like, good morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Tiesto.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
He's not Irish, but you know. That's supposed to be like Swedish or something. What is he, Swedish? German?
Dutch. Oh, he's Dutch.
Oh,
no, he'd be like,
fuck.
Oh, yes, I remember when you stayed. It was quite close. Your room is close to mine. Yes, I remember you. You were the small man at the resort.
Yeah.
Very small man. It was quite close how you were in my face. I was thinking.
Constantly looking at me and my wife and my child.
I was thinking, I have to get this guy out of here. We're so close
He's
to America.
Me out.
I thought about bringing a gun and just killing you on the spot. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, of course. Of course, this is a joke. I'm Dutch, so I have to let you know, of course, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I'm playing a set tonight. If you and your family would like to come.
I would invite you to the set, but you've creeped me out at your story, so I'm going to politely say go home and kill yourself.
Yeah.
It'd be so kind if you do me the favor of killing yourself. Then I don't have to be afraid of you coming to kill me in my sleep.
That's EDM beef right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The man that Paul Oakenfold, he's backstage. He's quite
Paul
old.
Paul Oakenfold.
He's quite annoying. He can't hear his own voice when he's speaking. So sometimes I wish, like, man, would this guy just die already?
EDM beefs are heating up.
Yeah, as the old guy, when I spin, I... This is borderline Brazilian. As the old guy, when I spin, I... No. You see the new Boston Dynamics robot?
No.
Pull this up, baby.
Wait, what?
Go to their YouTube channel.
New robot just dropped?
New robot drop. 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 New robot. Oh, this one's creepy. Look at... You seen this shit yet?
No.
Oh, full screen this one. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, this is the one that like...
Maximum freak out. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That is straight from Star Wars or something, you know?
I mean, it is, but the double jointed hips?
Yeah.
People forget that robots could move like that.
I know.
That was an engineering feat right there where its legs go reverse and it stands up in one place. You're like, oh, you could put this thing in a shoebox.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it could just stand up. Yeah. Well, oops.
But it's also scary because you can't predict how it's going to move.
Well, this is scary. Walking backwards
so
and then
scary.
Turning to you.
So scary.
This fucking ring light. They just got a 9-year-old in there piloting that. All right, pull up the other one.
So that's not the new one?
That's not the new one.
Oh, my God.
That ain't that one with this. Now, you know those families that buy vicious dogs and have newborn children, and they're like, no, He's friendly.
Yeah. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
He's friendly. This is the perfect product for those families.
Okay.
Because imagine you could finally program the dog to kill your kid.
Okay.
Instead of leaving it to chance.
Right. Now you're it's guaranteed.
You can make sure it happens the way you want it, folks.
Right. No, no. No way that's real.
Oh, that's real, man. Look at Ovi.
That's not awe.
Ovi,
not cute at all.
Ovi crooning for it and shit. They kissed. All they need is Pink Pantherus and Ice Spice to walk out with this. They're like, get your new dog at BostonDynamics.com, and they're just now, or it's like a, you know, Cricket Wireless commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Was it the
same one? The one on the left just has hair?
Yeah. No, I think they just put a skin and they're like making it do the Five Nights at Freddy's shit.
The skin makes it like way more horrifying.
Yeah.
But also I could see people actually buying those.
Here's what everyone's commentary is going to be on this. Yo, Chuck E. Cheese is about to get fired.
Yeah.
Yo, Chuck E. Cheese is about to be dope again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is, though.
You think kids are going outside?
Yeah.
Kids ain't going outside, bro. They aren't going in sky tubes. That's over, bro.
Yeah, that's true. That's sad.
That's over.
That's a good point.
It is sad.
Yeah.
The ball pit, that stinky, disease-ridden place.
Yeah, you go to Chuck E. Cheese now, it's just a big old projector with Cocoa Melon.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Just an audience of kids just sitting there picking their noses.
They don't know words.
And drunk adults.
And they don't know
pizza.
That's what it is. Now you're getting to America.
Yeah.
I like the new Chuck E. Cheese, man. It's just like movie theater, but you just get fucking hammered.
It's like a movie theater for the kids, and
you're just
and
off
the adults sides. Is just a kickback.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
They serve everything there, and it ain't well. It's good. It's good alcohol, man. But they only let you get one shot. Taking shots at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Let me get a shot of that DJ. Reposado.
Yeah, it's weird. They won't let you get doubles at Chuck E. Cheese, but you can get two singles. So,
yeah, so
it's just a little bit more inconvenient to get drunk there, but that's a weird rule. What do you mean you don't serve doubles?
I like taking.
Sir, your kids are right over there. They're fine. What are you talking about?
I like taking my old boy down to the Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, wait.
Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie.
I think I... Wait, can we go to his Instagram? Because I was cruising. Wait, did we talk about him last episode? Pantalones? We didn't talk about that?
No.
Okay, so he started a tequila company. It's actually a great segue. Now that we're talking about tequila, right?
Did he now?
With his wife. And what'd they name it? Pantalones. Why? Because it's the most fun you can have with your pants on. How McConaughey is that shit, dude?
Yeah. Who's his wife? I don't know he got married.
No, he's been married to her for like a long ass time, I guess. This is the research I was doing.
Got it.
Okay, here. Go back to Matthew's page. Go to the Reels, please. Reels page.
Los Reals.
Now, okay, that one of them sitting next to each other. She's got the felt hat on. Yep. Click that shit. Let that run, please.
Drink based on
can you
one
restart
have a taste
restart just
two,
so we can hear the beginning
the buzz right.
Oh, that's so annoying.
What I drink based on one has a taste, two the buzz right, three how was the conversation that you had that night, four how'd you sleep, five how'd you dream, six how'd you feel when you woke up,
how's the conversation you had last night. Yo, man, I gotta be fucking honest. How fucking. Yeah. I was so fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Someone's gonna gotta pick up my car tomorrow, dude. I gotta go to work.
Oh, I'm so fucked, dude.
What? I keep telling myself I'm not going to do this, and I do it again.
What time is it? 3? Oh, my fucking God. I didn't know this place stayed open this late. Holy shit.
Holy fuck. Is there pizza?
Oh, I need some fucking pizza so bad, dude. I need some fucking pizza so bad.
Phone, 4 voicemails.
Yeah, yeah.
You leave me here to put 2 fucking kids down.
7. How mad is your family when you get home the next day?
8.
8. How bad fast? You shit yourself the next morning?
9. How fast did you get home?
9. How drunk were you when you drove?
10. How charming was the police officer when he let you go?
Up in the morning.
Those are very good measurements.
Yeah. I can
His
measure.
His wife's like, oh, I've just spent years of this fucking bullshit.
Yes, honey.
Yes, yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Whatever you say.
What I drink based on, 1, how's it taste?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. That's okay, so now go back. Watch the reel of him on Jimmy Fallon or whatever.
Over tequila 17 years ago. And I made her a margarita, and that night, that language of love was happening, right? And I spoke better Spanish than I've ever spoken since. And I understood her Portuguese better than I ever have since. And we got together. I got her to go out with me again. That's the only person I've dated for 17 years. Our favorite drink is tequila. We have it very consistently in our life. Yeah. And
I like that.
Yeah.
I have a problem.
But saying that in a charming way.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone in the audience.
We've had it.
Oh, my God, man.
We've had it very consistently in our life. I have a problem.
I have a minor drinking problem.
I'll tell you this, Conan. It's Jimmy. Jimmy.
All right, so you okay? Matthew? Matthew?
Sorry, it's just that Klonopin. It's goes nice. Yeah, bro.
Keep going.
So we said, let's make our own favorite tequila. And that's what we came up with here at Pantalones. After 47 tasting tests and almost 2 years of trying it out, we came up with this juice. We have a badass juice in this bottle. And then we said, once we got a great juice in the bottle, now let's throw the pants off and throw caution to the wind and have some fun with the name and the feel. Tequila in the last 5-10 years has gotten kind of serious. I mean, some people are tequila snobs. We were like, no, not tequila. Keep that for the wine. Look, for tequila, let's have some fun. So, Pantalones, it's the best thing we've made with our pants on. There you go.
I actually do legit love the name Pantalones, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Got yourself a bottle?
I don't yet, but I plan on getting one. Tequila in the last few years gotten kind of serious.
Kind of shadow boxing when he speaks.
Yeah. So we thought, throw caution to the wind. Pantalones, the most fun you can have with your pants on.
He's just talking to you. So it's all about hand replacement. Hand replacement. It's the best. It just fucking pops you hard. That's what that Pantalones feels
47
like.
47 taste test. Pow!
That's what that Pantalones feels like. So that Pantalones feels like. Bow.
Fucking bow.
All about hand replacement. All about hand replacement. All about hand. 47 taste test. 47 taste tests. All about hand replacement.
Now, once you got the juice in the bottle, the fact that he's calling it juice pisses me off.
Yeah.
That's a real good juice we got in that bottle.
That's what he called. That's what he's told his kids for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Daddy's got to have his juice. Daddy's
got
to have his.
You got your juice?
Daddy's
got
to have his juice. Daddy got to have his juice.
Dad, why does your juice smell different? Can I have a sip of your juice,
Daddy?
Dad?
Why does your juice smell like the gas station? Just kidding, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, I gotta
listen. Are we being too harsh on him?
No, bro, this guy got fucking a bajillion dollars.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You could take some jokes.
That is true.
He's fine.
Yeah, I was, you know, getting updated on him. Thought I'd share.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pantalones. That's what he's been up to.
There's also a big ad for him. Because, you know.
His tequila, yeah. Actually, can you get a bottle of this? Let's do a little taste test next time. Reposado, obviously. Yeah, we'll do a cold open where we taste test this and then it scroll, like, you know, pants down or pants are off.
Yeah.
Right? Right? And we're jacking off? Just saying. That'd be hilarious. Hell yeah. And what about speaking of celebs, Mark Wahlberg.
What about Marky?
Well, I was, you know, getting updated on how he's doing this morning.
Okay.
He's up to the same old.
4 a.m. prayed up?
Yep.
Dude, you know what I want to see? Sorry. I'm picturing his story. It's like 4:15 in the morning. He's like, hey, good morning. You know what it is? Stay prayed up, folks. Get busy. And then just, the next story is him in like the African Sahara on like an elephant rifle. Just like doing trophy hunting. Just something so bad. Yeah. It's just like, stay prayed up. And then the third frame is them with like a lion. And he's like,
a lion? Yeah. Yeah. Or like a red panda.
Yeah.
Stay prayed up. We're out here 4 a.m. hunting the most endangered species on the planet.
Just the visual of him prone with a sniper rifle.
He's like, whoa.
Anyway, what's Marky up to?
So he posts these reels now that are just like really short.
Okay.
But he posts like a lot of them.
Okay.
I think this is a new strategy.
We should make
a platform. I was analyzing his content strategy.
Where the video should be 6 seconds long. That's it.
Yeah. That's a good impression.
No. That was pretty ass.
Click this.
Thanks, dude.
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is.
Woo! Let's go!
So the caption, so this, that's what he posts, right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of those. The caption is 4 a.m. club.
Right.
Could you imagine like being his family, sleeping inside?
Yeah.
Let's go! Oh, what? What's, everything okay?
Does he have kids?
Yeah, he does.
How old are they?
I don't know.
Because I say that like, are they sentient for all this? Or are they just like 6 and 7 where they're like, I don't know, my dad?
4 children. I don't know.
Okay, so they got to be varying ages.
Yeah, they're like older, it seems.
It just makes me wonder if one of them is going to have an adverse reaction to all this where they're like, I don't want to do anything healthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Healthy is what my dad did, and he is corny. He is lame.
It would just be annoying. Your dad's screaming at 4 a.m.
Let's go!
Shut up.
Yeah, you're just like...
Also, I just feel bad for the filmer, too.
Yeah.
How early would you have to wake up to get to Mark's place to film him at 4 a.m. doing a cold plunge?
Vegas? In Vegas, probably 3:55.
Yeah, true, actually. Yeah. That's a good point. You know what time it is?
Let's go!
You know he's still pushing municipal. Hard.
Drip. Don't. Oh, shit. Ready? Drip. 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 Gift of King. Look at this, my favorite new short. Look at with the slides, and then from the slides, got a transition right here into the most comfortable golf shoe you've ever seen. That's that drop. I'll get a little head to toe. Bang, bang, bang.
Just hear Drake over this. How you big step in a size 7 shoe? You big step with a size 7 men's on. Mark, come on, man. You know, we can't, you know, us little guys, we can't show our feet like that.
Yeah.
It just looks corny.
Yeah, that's true.
Showing off his size 6. Look at that, man.
I mean,
comfortable shoe you've ever seen in your life.
Black and pink. They're like this big.
It's like, does that shit have Velcro? Do your shoes even have laces? Yo,
like they light up. Check it out. They light up. They got lights in the bottom.
Well, let me show you the other one. Hold up. Stay
drip,
locked
drip,
in. Stay
drip,
locked
drip,
in.
Drip.
Check out this strip. This one got a wheel in the back.
Yeah.
These ones got wheels in the back.
Let me take these off. Show you the...
Yeah.
Sorry, that's the Velcro.
Man, imagine him with some Heelys just fucking...
Drip, drip. That's that drip, drip. This is related.
That one friend you can cry, pray with, and talk about Jesus with. Yeah, this is Christian for sure.
No, but this reminds me of like the... Remember the Logan Paul plane bit? Logan! Remember that? We're best friends, or aren't we friends now, Logan?
Oh. And he's like, the dude's about to fucking suicide the plane. He's got that face.
That one friend you can cry with, pray with. It's like, why are you in the ocean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Smiling like a maniac at like whatever fucking time this is.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Jesus, man. Dude, you should go home.
Would be awesome if it just...
How long you been out here for, dude?
It hard cut to the reverse of a dude just like tied up. Like a GoPro stick from his stomach.
Yeah. A bunch of weights tied onto his feet. Come on, dude. That one friend.
That
one friend. We can talk about Jesus all night.
We can go meet God.
Let
together.
Me out. Yeah, together we can go meet God.
Let's go meet Jesus.
Play it again just so we can see his smile.
I want you to see him.
Come on, it's going to be fun.
I literally prayed for a guy like you. Please message me back.
This is the creepiest video.
Christian thirst traps are just crazy.
Yeah, I know we already covered this, but these just keep showing up in my fucking feed now because we'll keep clicking on copy link to send to the thread.
Yeah.
And now they just show up in my feed all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really funny growing up because I knew Christians, and the way they talked about church and stuff, I would go, where is this passion coming from?
Yeah.
The Catholic Church, dog, that is straight up like in a coding context, that is procedural religion.
Yeah.
You ever gone to Catholic Church?
Yeah. Think so.
You get the program and it tells you exactly what they're gonna say.
Yeah.
That shit is awful.
Yeah.
Cause I would speed run whatever the fucking whatever.
And then you're like, okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Bible verse like,
Jesus, man.
Wrap it the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And then
and then
you gotta
like, oh, we got another song to do, and you're like, oh fucking goddamn it.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Oh, and then the
here
music.
Church, you know, you wouldn't say.
Yeah. No. Catholic Church, you curse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Frickin' crap.
Catholic men are cursing.
Mm.
They're beating their kids. They are cursing.
Got it.
Yeah. If a man's like, I'm a devout Catholic, he's hitting the shit out of his kids. So they're in church going, God fucking damn it, son of a bitch. Ah, fuck that. And the worst part about Catholic Church is when, right before communion, when the motherfucker goes in the tabernacle, one of my buddies in high school will have me cracking up because he's like this crazy white dude. You go, yeah, we got to sit here and watch this guy wash dishes because the dude just be messing with like silverware and plates and like pulling out all the shit for the communion, the chalice and you just hear it. It felt like 30 minutes of just like cling, cling, cling.
What is he doing in there?
Yeah, we're just sitting there like.
Where the fucking, we ordered 10 minutes ago. What the fuck is it?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just flashing back into a line of 300 people to eat that piece of shit wafer.
Yeah.
Tasted like ass.
Mm-hmm. I never ate that, I don't think. Because you can only do that if you're baptized, right?
No, if you're a. People got in my ass in the comments. They're like, no, it's if you this and that. I don't know. At my church, you had to go through the confirmation program, and then you got to eat the bread.
Mm.
That's how we did it.
Okay.
And so, yeah. Let me tell you what it tastes like. 1/16 of a poker chip. If you just cut a little off the top, that's what that shit
just
tastes
tasteless.
Like. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, it tastes like fiber.
Okay.
Like when they say this is his flesh, it could be that.
Oh, I see.
It's fibrous and dry.
Okay.
And nasty.
But you got to drink a little wine too, right?
I never did that.
Mm.
That grossed me the fuck out.
Yeah.
You'd see someone like on their deathbed going up to the chalice and the priest being.
Does everyone sips from the same chalice?
And they like wipe it.
Mm. Yeah, that's kind of gross. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
It'd always be someone old as hell drinking that.
Yeah, because there's backwash for sure in that shit.
I'd be like.
Yeah, imagine being at the end of the line. It's like just thick.
Yep.
Like, what's in this wine?
Or imagine being at the end of the line.
Yeah. It's just like thick.
Thick. I never thought about that. All the creeps in the back pew.
Yeah. No, go ahead. It's fine. No, go ahead. Please be my guest.
Our church is such a scam. They had like a little pray, you know, all Catholic churches have this where you can go pray and turn on a candle.
Okay.
But they were electric.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny, that arcade machine. You put a dollar in and pray, and then you turn on a candle. Yay.
Bro, this is like semi-unrelated, sort of. I don't know what you said that just reminded me of that.
Bro, this is a semi?
Yeah. I got a semi right now for that story. I got to bring up the link. Dave and Buster's is... like piloting some program.
Uh-oh.
That through the app, you can...
Subscribe?
No, you can... Yeah, to tmgstudios.tv.
Yeah, wow.
Whoops. No, you can bet on the games. So I'm pretty sure like as your kids play games, you can, as adults, like bet with other adults through the app on like, well, who's going to win? Isn't that fucking crazy and degenerate as fuck?
Well, just wait for the, you know, Dave and Buster's DraftKings partnership.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. I got to bring up this link.
Betting.
Here we go.
You can bet.
Oh, you found it. Okay. Dave and Buster's planning to let customers place wagers on arcade games using an app.
Restaurant and arcade chain Dave and Buster's will allow its customers to make wagers on its popular games. Patrons will soon be able to place a $5 wager via Dave & Buster's mobile app on the chain's Hot Shots basketball game and skee ball competition. Oh, this is genius.
Yeah.
Hey, fucker, I bet I score more than you.
Yeah, dude.
Put it on the app. Nah, put it on the app.
Yeah,
put
five
on the app.
Fuck. Shit.
I want to do it.
Dude. Unbet.
Yeah. Okay, this time, double or nothing. We're going, let's go pink slips.
Yeah.
Let's go, you know, deeds for the house. Yeah. There's going to be dads losing their house over this, over fucking skee ball, for sure. You know what I mean?
They're going to be socked out over skee ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What happened, honey?
We bet 20.
Get home.
You don't want to put the 20, so I got to, you know, I got to give.
I'm sorry, babe. I had too much pantalones at Dave and Buster's, and I fucking bet the house on ski ball. I was gonna hit the middle. I swear to God. And I...
yeah, hell yeah. Your family crying. Don't bet the ski ball, Dave. Yeah, don't bet the ski
not
ball,
again,
Dave.
Please,
please, not again, Dave. Not the ski ball. No, this will be a good...
Dad just needs a little bit of his juice. And I'm going to win us some
money.
I'm
winning the house back. I'm
winning the house back.
Some dude winging the keys to your house
yeah.
at the Dave and Buster's. He's like, look at your stupid ass dad. Look what I got. Now I'm dad. Daddy's coming home.
Now I'm dad.
Daddy's coming home. Because we got the keys to the front door. Daddy's coming home. Ooh, I kind of like our new dad. He's younger.
He's so good at skee jumps. He's so good at pop shot.
And he's younger and more able-bodied and smarter.
Yeah, man. You could go. There's going to be a whole like hustling economy.
Yeah.
With skee ball and pop shot at Dave and Buster's.
Dude, they're gonna find skee balls through people's windows.
Yeah, seriously.
I can't believe I just made $100 off that guy.
Yeah.
Oh!
You ruined my life!
Yeah, man. They're going to start finding skee balls, like, either greased up or...
buttery skee balls?
Yeah.
Man, this thing's going 100 miles an hour. Yeah. What the hell's going on?
Yo, did you just
throw... all miscalibrated with my toss.
Yo, you just greased the lock? Did you just throw 10 balls? You got an extra shot in there, dude. What the fuck?
Cheating at skee ball is so funny.
Yo,
Stop walking up and throwing it right in the tent. Stop dunking.
Make me.
You can't do that. You can't do that. It's part of the rules.
Make me.
No refs here. I can do whatever I want.
Are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Dude just walks up the ramp.
What the fuck? It's skee ball. You can walk up the little trail and just...
No. It's because they usually have the acrylic over it.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they block you from being able to do that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'm laughing at a grown man just walking up the ramp and sticking his arm up and then just dropping it. Just...
Hey, stop doing that. You can't do that.
Make me.
Says who?
Make me.
Make me. Says who? Go get the Dave and Buster's attendant.
No, I'm not going to.
At the start.
I know where they are. He's 16 years old, too. He's not going to do anything.
At the start, dude on the right lane grips two balls in his hand, and he grabs a left ball from the other side. He runs up the ramp.
Give me my balls. You can't do
that. Yo, give me my ball back before he can speak. He slides his arm up. He puts the two balls in the 10,000, and then he takes the one guy's ball, and he drops it in the 10. He's like, fix that.
You can't do that. What the hell are you doing?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
That'd be so funny. Yo, let's bet $200 on this game. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
As soon as they bet, dude whistles. His friends come over, hold the other guy down.
They just grab his.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. They take all his.
Out
they
goal.
Take all his balls. They just put it in the zero.
Stop doing
no,
that.
No,
it's our ballot zeros.
No. And then the other guy just walks up, puts it in the 100.
Yeah.
He's like, you owe me. You owe me now.
Oh, damn, high score. I broke the game's high score. Damn, that sucks for you. Stop, he's cheating.
Crazy, you missed them all.
You got all zeros? No, I didn't. You guys put them in the zeros. Those weren't valid zeros.
Fuck, that's so good. Hey, man, you want to put $20 on this? Yeah, hell yeah, I'm down. Wait, what? Huh? Help.
They're holding all of his legs in the air.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, put me down.
And they're throwing him. They're just periodically
down.
Throwing him in the air like a baby.
Stop! Stop!
All five limbs just. Just throwing him around.
It's not funny!
Help! Put me down!
Like the fact that he can't call for anyone?
Help!
We're gonna call a ref. There's nobody here to help you.
Yeah, the guy working there, he's 16. He walks up.
He's like, well, he's like, I'm not dealing with this shit.
No, he's like, yo, lit. Lit.
What are you doing? Help me. Don't stop filming. Help me.
Bro is a beanbag. Bro must be salad. He's getting tossed.
What are you doing? Don't just stand there. Call the cops.
Call the cops.
For what? For what?
They're tossing me like a big baby.
And they're cheating in skee ball.
They're cheating.
This is not illegal.
Yeah, man. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait to just hold somebody down while I just throw all their basketballs.
Plunk, 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 plunk,
plunk. No, I just miss the rim every time.
Yeah, yeah.
For 30 seconds. Actually, no, you just...
Here, I'll shoot for you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're tied up here.
Oh, you hit a kid. Fucking hell. I wonder what the max bet is. Does the article say what the betting range is? Let me scroll up. $5 wager. So they're starting light.
Yeah. With max 50,000.
Oh. <perfect. laughs> Bro, high roller ski ball.
Yeah.
Picture that in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All those fucking Chinese bank officials switch from potting out a ski ball. They're just in business suits.
Like, so good, too. And it's, like, dead quiet in there.
Just completely quiet.
The throw has to be hard as hell, too.
And it just, like, hits the ramp, curves into the 100 or whatever.
Yeah, bro.
All right, let's hop to the bonus.
We'll see you in the bonus.
This week on the Bone Zone.
Squeeze me out and pinch me off. Because I'm a piece of shit. Twitter is just dunking on seed oils. Integral part of my diet is seed oils. Alcohol is poison. No seed oils, no plastic. Cocaine. Now they're saying no cocaine.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.